Hi, I thought I saw that for sale sign disappear. I guess I really should have caught on once I saw a moving truck showing up a few times a week. Yeah, I've seen you walk in and out a few times after I've gotten home from school, but I've kind of been building up the courage to talk to you. Is that weird or something? Well, glad you think that's endearing. You know, it's gonna take a little while for you to get this lawn back to the shape it used to be. It was just pristine before, you know. I mean, I was often welcome to sunbathe right here on the grass. It was nice. Yeah, I used to be really close with someone who lived here before. Oh, you weren't aware the previous owner had kids? Well, he didn't have any. Yeah, really. Well, I see you're kind of busy bringing boxes in and everything, and I'm sure you've noticed this wrapped up box in my hand for the whole time I've been standing here, but this is for you. Yeah, it's got a bow and everything. I'm so thoughtful, I know. Oh, you don't have to open it right now. Just open it when I'm gone. I don't think I'm prepared for your reaction, honestly. Sorry, but would you mind if I checked out the house? Like I said, I know you got more boxes to, oh so strenuously carry in there, but would it be okay? Honestly, I don't care if it isn't furnished all the way. I haven't been inside in forever, and I think it'd be kind of cool to see what it looks like without all the stuff where it used to be. Really? Oh, you've got to carry that box in anyway. Well, awesome, thanks. After me? Why, thank you, sir. Whoa. It looks way bigger without all that clutter. You should think about keeping it like this. Yeah, this is where that used to be. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, but I know this house like the back of my hand. Yeah. Should I give you a tour? Okay, well, if you insist, it will amuse you. Well, this, of course, used to be where we'd lounge about watching TV, and if you pan your eyes slightly further, you'll see the kitchen. And if we walk a little more this way, we'll see this is where his office used to be. This is most definitely a bathroom. If we walk even further down, skipping all these rooms here, I believe we reach the room you're currently sleeping in, right? Yeah, you've got a bed in it too. Oh, so this is where that box is supposed to go. No, I don't mind at all. I know you're tired, so go sit down. It's your bed. I don't care. And This is also the room he fucked me in for the first time. Why are you looking at me like that? It's true, really. I mean, he was older and experienced, and I think that's something I liked about him. I mean, it's not that big of a secret that I'm known for getting kinda close with the men on the street. And I think it's safe to say that's why they call me the little neighborhood. Yeah. How'd you know? Lucky guess, huh? So, you think you can guess what I'm about to do next? You think I didn't notice how hard you were when you saw me arrive? What was it that got you like this? The way you could see my nipples through my tight little crop top? Maybe it was how the cute little band of my panties peeked out a little bit above my shorts. Or maybe it was the shorts. No, I cut them so that they frayed a little bit and barely covered my ass. Oh, look down at me while I stroke you. Or was it how soft my lips looked and how I bit the bottom one when I saw how you, kept staring at the space between my clothes that doesn't cover my tummy all the way. I think I didn't notice. No? Why are you lying to me? Neighbors don't lie to each other. Do they? I mean, if we're gonna be living this close to each other, we might as well get along. Only you like it when I rub my thumb over the head like that. Well, if you apparently weren't hard then, you certainly are now, aren't you? I think we're gonna get along just fine, don't you? You're making me tear up. Fuck. You're dripping in pre-cum. How long do you think you can last without shooting that cum into me? I bet you haven't had a pussy this tight in a while. Oh, you're gonna fucking love it. Recently I fucked a guy who came too quick and screamed his fucking wife's name while he did it. He kept staring at me while popsicles melted and dripped on my chin and hands during the summer, and practically begged me to fuck him without actually saying it. He lived in that house across the street. It's empty now. You've noticed, huh? Well, I bet you can guess the living hell I gave to him after he messed that one up. I may have sent his wife a little bit of video evidence of the incident. She swore to him that if he ever laid eyes on me again, she'd kill him. And she wasn't too fond of me herself. She knew he couldn't resist me, and she didn't have the guts to leave him like I would have. So I'm sure you can guess what happened after that. I see you didn't bring anyone for me to blackmail you with, so if you don't give me what I want and how I don't want it, I'll have to find other ways to keep you in check. Or maybe I could fuck you so often that I can make that dick come when I ask you to. Now lie down. I'm gonna ride you. Fuck, it feels good to take these shorts off. You know, I planned what panties I should wear today around this moment right here. Yeah, really. You do have a comfy bed. Expect me in here often after today. I'm just gonna slide it in. You should feel proud of it. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna ride you how I want to. I'm gonna go fast. Ready? Yeah. Good. Oh. Fuck. Oh, it feels good, huh? Oh, you're happy you let me in, huh? Was that a yes? Oh, sorry, you look like you're enjoying it so much. Oh, you can feel this pussy dripping, can't you, huh? Yeah. Whenever I ask. Ooh. meant it when you said that. I need to know that you mean it. Oh, yes? Oh, good. Just wet and tight and warm. Fucking soaking your dick like that. You wanna come in it? Yeah. Well, fucking show me how badly you wanna come in it, huh? Huh? You're gonna actually do it? You're gonna keep talking? You're gonna fucking come in me? Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, baby, give me that cum. Just keep an eye out. And every time you bring new furniture in, we're gonna have fun on it. You like the idea? Good. By the way, I'm gonna spoil your present for you. It's just some lube and a few never before seen pictures of me. I hope you like that. And, welcome to the neighborhood.